ಓಂ ಹರಿ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಓಂ ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಶಂಕರಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಕೆ, ದಶಮಃ ಅನುವಾಕಃ, 10th ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಅಹಂ ವೃಕ್ಷಸ್ಯ ರೇರಿವ ಕೀರ್ತಿ ಪೃಷ್ಠಂ ಗಿರೇರಿವ ಊರ್ಧ್ವಪವಿತ್ರೋ ವಾಜಿನೀವ ಸ್ವಮೃತಮಸ್ಮಿ. ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಈಚ್ ಲೈನ್ ಟ್ವೈಸ್. ಅಹಂ ವೃಕ್ಷಸ್ಯ ರೇರಿವ, ಅಹಂ ವೃಕ್ಷಸ್ಯ ರೇರಿವ ಕೀರ್ತಿ ಪೃಷ್ಠಂ ಗಿರೇರಿವ, ಕೀರ್ತಿ ಪೃಷ್ಠಂ ಗಿರೇರಿವ ಊರ್ಧ್ವಪವಿತ್ರೋ ವಾಜಿನೀವ, ಊರ್ಧ್ವಪವಿತ್ರೋ ವಾಜಿನೀವ ಸ್ವಮೃತಮಸ್ಮಿ, ಸ್ವಮೃತಮಸ್ಮಿ ದ್ರವಿಣಗಂ ಸವರ್ಚಸಂ, ದ್ರವಿಣಗಂ ಸವರ್ಚಸಂ ಸುಮೇಧಾ ಅಮೃತೋಕ್ಷಿತಃ, ಸುಮೇಧಾ ಅಮೃತೋಕ್ಷಿತಃ ಇತಿ ತ್ರಿಶಂಕೋರ್ವೇದಾನುವಚನಂ, ಇತಿ ತ್ರಿಶಂಕೋರ್ವೇದಾನುವಚನಂ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಂತ್ ಅನುವಾಕ, ಕನ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಮಂತ್ರ. ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಎನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ ಡಿಕ್ಲರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಷಿ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ತ್ರಿಶಂಕು. This Trishankahu is different from Trishankahu of Ramayana. One was hanging in the middle, okay? That Trishankahu is different from this Trishankahu. This Trishankahu, Rishihi, he declares this, I mean his vision, after the attainment of Jnanam. There's a big question comes, why is this mantra, which is actually revealing the vision of a wise person, and in his own words, is presented in the section where knowledge is not discussed. The question comes, but Shankaracharya tells, we are going to see that, even though this subject matter of this, content of this mantra, does not belong to subject matter of the content of the first Sikshavali, it is presented because immediately after the 11th section, we are going to have Brahmanandavalli, which is actually a Jnana Kanda portion. Subject matter of the Jnanam comes. Therefore, it is okay. It is presented here. So here, this mantra is also meant for Japaha. So wise persons, the mantra consisting of words, revealing the vision of a wise person called Trishankahu, also can be recited by us for our own samskara. So Shankaracharya says we can do the japam of this mantra, because this repetition of the mantra will not give us the jnanam. We need to understand what he says, for which we need to go through second chapter. But still, it is also one of the mantras prescribed for the japaha. So totally we have 3 mantras now. In the 4th chapter, 4th section, we have Japa Mantraha, Homa Mantraha. There for Medha Kamaha and for Shri Kamaha. And here we have again mantra, whoever wants Jnanam. And they can recite this mantra for good samskara. Okay. Let us see the meaning of the mantra first. We see here, the last word if you take, iti, ತ್ರಿಶಂಕೋ ವೇದಾನುವಚನಂ, ತ್ರಿಶಂಕೋರ್ ವೇದಾನುವಚನಂ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಇಟ್, Trishankuhu is a name. Trishankoho Veda Anuvachanam. So here Veda should be taken as Jnana. So Jnana Anuvachanam means Jnanasya Anantaram Uktam Vachanam. Words of uttered after the attainment of Jnanam. Veda Anuvachanam means Jnana Anuvachanam. This Anu means following. Following what? Following the attainment of Jnanam. Which means after the attainment of Jnanam, Rishihi Trishankuhu said, means words of Trishanku Rishihi, declaration of Trishanku Rishihi after his attainment of Jnanam. Trishankoho, Trishankus, words or declaration after the attainment of Jnanam. Trishankoho Vedasya Jnanasya Anantaram Uktam Anuvachanam. Iti. So what are his words? He says, Aham Vrikshasya Rehe Reriva. Sorry. Aham Vrikshasya Reriva. Simple means here. Not difficult. Very easy. So, Aham Vrikshasya Reriva. So, Reriva means root. So, I am the root of the tree. Means, I am the sustainer of the tree. Vrikshasya. Aham Vrikshasya Reriva. So, I am the root, the sustainer of the tree. Which tree here? The tree of samsara. The tree of this universe. I am the very sustainer of the tree of this universe. Tree of samsara. Samsara vrikshasya jagataha va reriva sustainer. Then, kirtihi. Kirtihi prishtam gireriva. Kirtihi prishtam gireriva. So, kirtihi means fame. So, kirt girehe prishtam iva. Me kirtihi, mama kirtihi, girehe prishtam iva. My fame is, girihi means mountain, girehe prishtam back of the mountain. Back of the mountain is what? Peak of the mountain. Iva means like. So my fame is like the peak of the mountain. Zenith of the mountain. Which means my fame is very high. That which is my glory is very high. Like the peak of the mountain. Now this wise person talks as Brahma. As Bhagavan. As having understood his Swarupam being Paramatma, and as a Jnani, from the standpoint of Atma, he is talking. Then, Urdhva Pavitraha, Urdhva Pavitraha. Visit it to mean first. Urdhva Pavitraha. See, Pavitraha means I am pure. Aham Pavitraha. How pure I am? It is said, highly pure. Urdhva Pavitraha. I am highly pure. Not only that, he says, Urdhvaha, Aham Urdhvaha Cha Pavitraha Cha. So, Aham Urdhva Pavitraha. So, Urdhva means, I am above. I am above everything means, I am above all. Aham Urdhvaha. I am above all. I am above everything means, what is above, what is below. Here, cause is superior. In effect is inferior because of dependence. Therefore, I am aham urdhvaha means I am the cause of everything. Therefore, I am above everything. At the same time, I am the cause of everything. At the same time, I am free from all limitations. Therefore, I am ever pure. I am of the nature of purity. Aham urdhvaha, aham pavitraha. Not only that, Vajiniva Swamrutam Asmi. The word Vajini. See, one of the names, even horse is called Vaji. We saw in Devi Mahatyam class. But here Vaji means Suryaha. ನಕಾರಾಂತ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಶಬ್ದ ವಾಜಿ ವಾಸುಕಿ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಾಜಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಜಿನ್ ಶಬ್ದ, ನಕಾರಾಂತ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ವಾಜಿನ್ ಶಬ್ದ. ಸೊ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್. ವೈ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವಾಜಿ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಾಜಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ನಂ. ಸೊ ವಾಜಂ ಅನ್ನಂ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ವಾಜಿ. ದಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಎಂಡೌಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಫುಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ, ಆಲ್ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವಾಜಿ. ಸೊ ಎನಿ ಫುಡ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ಲಿ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೋಲಾರ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ದಿ ಎನರ್ಜೆಟಿಕ್ ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಎಂಡೋರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಫುಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವಾಜಿ. ಸೊ ವಾಜಿನಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಲೋಕೇಟಿವ್ ಕೇಸ್. ವಾಜಿನಿ ಇವ ಲೈಕ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸನ್, ವಾಜಿನಿ ಇವ ಸೂರ್ಯನಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುಪದು ಪೋಲ್. ವಾಜಿನಿ ಇವ that eva means like in the sun. Swamrutam asmi su amrutam asmi su amrutam swamrutam, which means I am of the nature of effulgence. I am of the nature of effulgence just as sun is endowed with the effulgence and the energy. In terms of energy, I am all of the nature of effulgence. Swamrutam asmi. Here amrutam should be taken as jnanam. I am of the nature of self-effulgent knowledge. Like the sun which is endowed with effulgence and energy. That's the meaning. So, aham vajini iva swamrutam asmi. Vajini yatha amrutam asti. Tata mai amrutam asti. That is the actual meaning. Just as there is effulgence and energy in sun, so also there is effulgence of knowledge in me. So in me means what? Again, there's no adhara adaya sambandha. So I am of the nature of effulgence like the sun endowed with the energy. Then dravinagum savarchasam. Dravinagum savarchasam. Dravinam, if you break it, dravinam savarchasam. Again, savarchasam, varchas means effulgence. Varchas means effulgence. Effulgence should be taken as your knowledge itself. So I am the wealth of effulgent wisdom. I am the wealth of effulgent knowledge. Dravid, here wealth is nothing but effulgence. Effulgence itself is the wealth. Therefore, I am the effulgent wealth of knowledge. Sumedha. See, medhas. See, medha means knowledge. Medha literally means the capacity to understand, retain, ascertain. Grahana, dharana, avadharana shakti, we say. But here, sumedhaha means one who is endowed with the knowledge is called sumedhaha. Sumedhaha is a person of knowledge. Therefore, he says, aham sumedhaha means I am a source of all knowledge. So I am omniscient, I am all knowing, sumedhaha. Then amrutokshitaha. This word has two meanings. Simple small mantra, amrutaha. So amrutaha means I am free from mortality. Mrutaha, dead. Amrutaha, not dead. So, mrutaha, mortal. Amrutaha, immortal. So aham amrutaha, I am immortal. Then akshitaha, we have to take two meanings. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பிரேக் த வேர்ட் இன்டு டூ. ஓகே, அம்ருதஹ அக்ஷிதஹ. அகம் அம்ருதஹ மீன்ஸ் ஐ எம் இம்மார்டல், ஐ எம் நாட் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு மார்டாலிட்டி, ஐ எம் இம்மார்டல், ஐ எம் டைம்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி. தென் அக்ஷிதஹ, ஐ எம் நாட் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு எனி சேஞ்ச் ஆர் டிகே. அக்ஷிதஹ, க்ஷிதஹ மீன்ஸ் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு டிகே. க்ஷயஹ யஸ்ய அஸ்தி சஹ க்ஷிதஹ. இவன் க்ஷிதஹ இஸ் அ பார்ட்டிசிபிள் ஆஃப் க்ஷய ஒன்லி. தெர்ஃபோர் அகம் அக்ஷிதஹ, ஐ எம் நாட் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு சேஞ்ச் ஆர் டிகே. That's the meaning. So I'm free from mortality and change. Dike amrutaha akshitaha. Another meaning is amrutena ukshitaha. Amrutena ukshitaha, amruta ukshitaha. So you have to say two meanings. One meaning is amrutaha plus akshitaha. Then visarga sandhi comes. You know what happens to visarga. Then second meaning is, am I very fast? Okay. Amrutena ukshitaha. Then make a compound word. Amruta ukshitaha. Ukshitaha means soaked, past passive participle. Ukshitaha, soaked. So, soaked in amrute ukshitaha. அம்ருதேன உக்ஷிதா, ஐ எம் சோக்ட் இன் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி, சோக்ட் இன் த நெக்டர் ஆஃப் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி. தி டூ மீனிங்ஸ் ஆர் கிவன் ஹியர். வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு சீ தட் இன் தி பாஷ்யம். திஸ் தி லிட்ரல் மீனிங். சோ ஹியர் ஒன் டவுட் கம்ஸ், ஹவு டு வி நோ What should we do with this mantra? See, in Veda Shastram, very important. Being born a human being, you cannot be a vagabond. You must belong somewhere. Either you must be a brahmachari, then you have brahmachari ashrama dharma. And of course, being born, you must have your own varna dharma also. Otherwise, if you are grihastha, you must have a grihastha dharma. If you are a vanaprastha, you must have vanaprastha dharma. Or you must be a sannyasi, you must have sannyasa dharma. So people of all stages of life, all varnas have their own respective corresponding ordained prescribed duties. So one cannot say, I am neither here nor there. Similarly, any mantra also, Veda has duties for everybody. Okay, which ashrama do you belong to? Okay, these are your duties. So that everybody will be disciplined. Similarly, mantras also should belong somewhere. What is this mantra for? No mantra can be simply just like that. It can be there in the Veda. So the big argument comes. Where does this mantra belong to? The mantra is over. This is the declaration of a wise person. A jnani, he talks from the standpoint of Atma. So where does it belong to? The argument comes. So to find out where the mantra belongs to, there is one application. I mean, to understand how to understand the application of mantra, it's called vinyogaha. Where should this mantra be applied? Where should be utilized? So to understand the appropriate utilization of mantra, okay, there are six indications prescribed here. There are six factors prescribed for the appropriate utilization of mantra in performing a ritual. So what are they? Let me tell you. First of all, shrutihi. Shrutihi. Then shrutihi means it must be recommended by Veda. Or then lingam. Linga means the clue will tell where it should be used. The mantra meaning itself will give you a clue where, how it should be used. Lingam. And the third factor is vakyam. Vakyam, whether it's a sentence of the mantra, will tell you. Shrutihi, லிங்கம், வாக்கியம், பிரகரணம், ஸ்தானம், தென் சமாக்யா. சமாக்யா ஓகே. வாட் ஆர் தே? ஸ்ருதிஹி, லிங்கம், வாக்கியம், பிரகரணம், ஸ்தானம், சமாக்யா. So these are the six indications for the understanding the appropriate utilization of mantra in the ritual given by whom? Mimamsa Shastrajna. This Mimamsa Shastram, they follow this. Therefore this mantra cannot be used in the Karmakanda. Okay, this mantra cannot be used in the performance of a ritual. Okay, when based on these rules, if you see, this mantra cannot be used during the performance of a ritual, and this is therefore it is only for japaha. This is what Shankaracharya tells. How do we know this mantra should be taken for japaha? This mantra revealing the vision of a jnani, it does not fulfill any of those six conditions for this to be used during the performance of a ritual. Therefore this should be taken for japaha. Know this much. Later on I will explain to you about those things in details. So if we also recite this mantra regularly, so hereafter we'll include this in our regular chanting of shanti pata. So it is good for us to have the jnanam. This will bless us with the samskara to have the jnanam, to be able to understand the teaching which is going to come in the second chapter. That is what Swamiji tells. Okay. I'm going to read the page number 251. In 251, please read the English translation when you are home. When you are always at home now, you can read it, because this is a purely information. It's a jnanam, declaration of his vision, an expression of his jnanam, which means this is not about his experience. It is about his jnanam, because experience is always of something which comes and goes. Because experience itself is something which comes and goes. Experience is also of something which is impermanent. Here jnanam also comes and goes, but still the subject matter of the jnanam is one's own swarupam, therefore which is not experience. Okay, any experience is jnanam, but this atma jnanam is not experience of the atma. That is what Swamiji wants to say there, that you can read afterwards yourself. In page number 251, I'm reading the first Bhashyam line. Very simple. I think we can finish it soon. Aham vrikshasya reriveti swadhyayartho mantram nayaha. Aham vrikshasya reriveti swadhyayartho mantram nayaha. ஸ்வாத்யாயஸ்ச வித்யோத்பத்தயே ப்ரகரணாத். Let me break the sentence now. அஹம் விருக்ஷஸ்ய ரேரிவா இதி. அஹம் விருக்ஷஸ்ய ரேரிவா இதி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி மந்த்ரா. சங்கராச்சாரியர் ரீப்ரொடியூசஸ் தட் சென்டென்ஸ். இதி ஸ்வாத்யாயார்த்தஹ மந்த்ராம்நாயஹ. Swadhyayaha means recitation. Swadhyayaha, regular recitation. Regular chanting is called swadhyayaha. Swadhyaya arthaha means for the purpose of swadhyaya. What is this? This mantra beginning with aham vrikshasya reriva. This whole mantra given in this section, beginning with the line aham vrikshasya reriva, is meant for regular chanting. ఓకే స్వాధ్యాయార్థ వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ మంత్రాంనాయ మంత్రాంనాయ మీన్స్ ఆమ్నాయ మీన్స్ వేద ఓకే ఆమ్నాయ మీన్స్ వేద మంత్ర ఆమ్నాయ మీన్స్ వేద మంత్ర మంత్రాంనాయ మీన్స్ మంత్ర బిలాంగింగ్ టు వేద ఆమ్నాయ ఇస్ సెడ్ టు బి మంత్రాంనాయ సో దిస్ మంత్రాంనాయ దిస్ మంత్ర బిలాంగింగ్ టు ఆమ్నాయ బిగినింగ్ విత్ ద సెంటెన్స్ అహం వృక్షస్య రేడివ వాట్ ఈస్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రెసెంటింగ్ దిస్ మంత్ర శంకరాచార్య సేస్ ఫస్ట్ ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ రెగ్యులర్ రెసిటేషన్ స్వాధ్యాయ అర్థ స్వాధ్యాయార్థ సీ బిఫోర్ ఈవెన్ బిగినింగ్ టు కమెంట్ అపాన్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్ శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రెసెంటింగ్ హ్యావింగ్ దిస్ మంత్ర ఇన్ దిస్ సెక్షన్ యు హ్యావ్ టు సీ హౌ ది కమెంటేటర్ స్టైల్ ఆఫ్ రైటింగ్ హిస్ కమెంటరీ వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ మంత్ర ఫార్ ఓకే why this mantra is I already told you why this mantra is swadhyayartha because it does not fulfill any of those six conditions okay if it has to be for it to be used in performance of ritual okay next swadhyayascha vidya utpattaye now he says what is this swadhyaya for సి విద్యాయాః ఉత్పత్తిః విద్యోత్పత్తిః విద్యా ఉత్పత్తిః ఉత్పత్తిః రైసింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ సి ఆత్మ జ్ఞానం హ్యాస్ టు రైస్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ హ్యాస్ టు రైస్ అల్టిమేట్లీ జ్ఞానం హ్యాస్ టు రైస్ రైస్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈస్ విద్యా ఉత్పత్తిః విద్యా ఉత్పత్తయే ఫోర్త్ కేస్ సో ఫార్ ది రైసింగ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ For the rising of knowledge, fourth case that is, Swadhyayaha. So, regular chanting, Swadhyayaha, regular chanting is prescribed as a means of preparing one's mind for ultimately the attainment of Jnanam. As a disciple, one of the many disciplines for the attainment of jnanam is swadhyayaha so swadhyayascha and swadhyayaha cha and regular chanting is for the rising of knowledge okay how do you know that prakaranat prakaranam means the context due to the context prakaranam context see the prakaranam has many meanings ప్రకరణం మెథడ్ ప్రకరణం ప్రక్రియ ప్రకార ప్రకరం ప్రకరణం ఇస్ ఎ న్యూట్రల్ జెండర్ వర్డ్ ప్రక్రియ ఫెమినిన్ జెండర్ వర్డ్ ప్రకార మాస్కులిన్ జెండర్ వర్డ్ ప్రకార ప్రకరణం ప్రక్రియ బట్ విచ్ మీన్స్ మెథడాలజీ మోడ్ బట్ హియర్ ద వర్డ్ ప్రకరణం మీన్స్ the present context prakaranam prakaranat means because of the context due to the context where the mantra comes we should take it as what take it as the means of attainment of knowledge how it mantra recitation itself will not bless us with the jnanam the recitation chant regular chanting as a discipline will contribute for antakarna shuddhi see swamiji strictly used to tell us one thing veda mantra even if you do not know the meaning if you chant it correctly with the correct pronunciation that is very important correct pronunciation correct intonation etc with shraddha with respect definitely it will contribute for shuddhi antakarna shuddhi and antakarna shuddhi is for jnana utpatti therefore the indirect means of attainment of jnanam jnana utpattaye swadhyayah Swadhyaya is for the attainment of knowledge, for the raising of knowledge. This we understand because of the context. Okay. Now next question comes. How does the Swadhyaya help us serve as a means of attainment of jnanam? It seems Veda Mantraha, when recited with Shraddha, contributes, is a Punya Karma. Veda recitation of mantra is a Punya Karma. And as a Punyam, repeated utterance will increase your Punyam. The more Punyam we have, the less Papam will be there. Which means it will neutralize the old Papams. By neutralizing the old Papams, there will be whatever blockages, whatever obstacles, pratibandhas are caused by Papam, those Papams will be removed. See, Papams, the pratibandhas in the rising of the jnanam will be removed when the Papams are neutralized. To neutralizing the Papam, you need a Punyam. To earn Punyam, mantra recitation will be the best means. So this is how indirectly Am Mantramnaya Swadhyayaha contributes for Vidyotpattihi. Okay. Next. Page number 252. See the translations, explanations you read, that's for your homework. Okay. I give you important whatever I need to tell you. And page number 252. So again, Shankaracharya wants to make it very clear. See what I like with this, you know. No individual in this society should be, there simply just like that as a vagabond. Somewhere the person should belong, so that the person has his own responsibilities and duties. That's why the marriage also is compelled in India for all its young people. Why? Because otherwise what will happen? You must have duty, something to hold on to for you to become disciplined, ultimately to attain jnanam. So mantra also should not be layered like that. Mantra also, what is the purpose of this mantra? Where should it belong to? It's very important. Veda mantra, no mantra should be there simply just like that. It must serve a purpose. That is mentioned here. Again he says, Vidyartham hidam prakaranam. Vidyartham hidam prakaranam. Vidyartham hi idam prakaranam. So prakaranam here is what? Again, now prakaranam is used in a different meaning. You see, prakaranam means this anuvakaha, this entire anuvakaha. Prakaranam means anuvakaha. The entire anuvakaha is for a section. He indeed, vidyartham, is for knowledge. This entire section indeed is for knowledge. So, knowledge means which jnanam? What is the jnanam? Upanishad study itself is for the knowledge of Atma. Therefore, Atmajnanartham. Atmajnanartham hi idam prakaranam. This entire anuvakaha section is for attainment of self-knowledge. Attainment of knowledge of Brahman. Okay. Na cha nyarthatvam avagamyate. Break it. Na cha. Anya arthatvam avagamyate. Na cha anya arthatvam avagamyate. See, avagamyate, you all must be happy to understand passive voice verb. Na avagamyate is not understood. What is not understood? Not known. Okay. Anya arthatvam. this mantra having the status of a different meaning is not known, which means this mantra does not have another meaning. Anya arthatvam na avagamyate. So na avagamyate means is not known. What is not known? Avagamyate is known. Na avagamyate is not known. What is not known? Anya arthatvam. Another meaning. This mantra having another meaning is not known. Which means this mantra present having any other meaning is not seen. This what does it mean? This mantra has only the meaning of knowledge only. This mantra is meant for the knowledge only. This mantra is not meant for anything else. Anyartatvam na avagamyate means this mantra having any other meaning, the purpose of this mantra being there for anything else is not seen, not known. Anyartatvam na avagamyate, one meaning. Another meaning is anyartatvam, anyartham means for different purpose. Vidyartham eva natu anyartham, not for any other purpose. Anyartham na avagamyate. This mantra does not have any other purpose. Then swadhyayena cha vishuddha sattvasya vidyotpattir avakalpate. Swadhyayena cha vishuddha sattvasya vidyotpattir avakalpate. So vidya utpattihi avakalpate, vidyotpattihi avakalpate. See, rising of knowledge, attainment of knowledge is possible, avakalpate, for whom? Vishuddha sattvasya, for a pure minded. Vishuddha sattva, vishuddham sattvam yasya saha vishuddha sattvaha. Okay, pure minded person has the rising of knowledge. This literal translation, pure minded person has the rising of knowledge. It is possible for a pure minded to have the jnanam, to attain the jnanam. Utpatti means rising. Rising of knowledge is possible for the person of pure mind. How? Swadhyayena. So through the chanting of the mantra, through the recitation of the mantra, a person can have mental purification. By having the mental purification, the person can have knowledge. It is possible for him to attain jnanam. Therefore, it is said, swadhyayena vishuddha sattvasya vidyotpattihi avakalpate. It is possible for a person of pure minded to attain jnanam as a result of his chant, this discipline of regular chanting. I've already told you how, okay, not directly. So swadhyayaha results in neutralization of papam, produces punyam, punyam neutralizes the papam, papam removes the, then papam neutralized becomes, obstacles become removed, thereby jnanam is possible. Now homework, rest of the English in homework you have to read. Page number 253. Now he started, only now he is commenting upon the mantra. Aham, are you all with me? அகம் விருக்ஷஸ்ய உச்சேதாத்மகஸ்ய சம்சார விருக்ஷஸ்ய ரேரிவா. இஸ் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன். அகம் விருக்ஷஸ்ய உச்சேதாத்மகஸ்ய சம்சார விருக்ஷஸ்ய. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹி கமெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் த வேர்ட் விருக்ஷஹ. அகம் விருக்ஷஸ்ய ரேரிவா. அகம் ஹி லீவ்ஸ், டஸ் நாட் கமெண்ட் அப்பான் அகம். வை? We are supposed to know the meaning of the word aham. Then vrikshaha. What is vrikshaha? He says vrikshasya reriva. So reriva, he says prerayita. Reriva means prerayita. Prerayita is a rikaranta shabdaha. Prerayitru. Pra, there's a verb. Let me tell you. Pra is a prefix. Verb is ஈரயதி. ஈரயதி is the verb. ஈரயதி ப்ரேரயதி. ப்ர ஈரயதி ப்ரேரயதி. ஈரயதி means enlivens, energizes. ஈரயதி energizes, enlivens. But ப்ரகர்ஷேன ஈரயதி means inspires. ப்ரேரயதி means inspires. Enlivens, energizes, sustains. That's what is the noun? Prerana. Prerana, inspiration. Prerana, inspiration. Enlivening, preranam, energizing. It's all prerana. So, prerayati. From here only, you get the word Suryaha also. There, Sushtu irayati iti Suryaha. I'm going out of the track a little bit, okay? Sushtu irayati iti suryaha. Sun is called suryaha because he also energizes, enlivens. Suryaha means enlivener of all the beings. Sushtu irayati, sushtu irayita. He sushtu irayita suryaha. Okay, that's a different meaning. So here, prefixes is prefixes pra, therefore prerayati, and prerayitru is a rikaranta pullinga shabdaha, inspirer, one who inspires, one who enlivens, one who sustains is prerayitru. So nominative case prerayita. Okay, reriva ityukte prerayita ityarthaha. Okay, he is a enlivener, energizer, sustainer of what? Of the tree, vrikshasya. But kidrushasya vrikshasya? Samsara vrikshasya. He is the sustainer of the samsara vrikshaha. Aham, I am the sustainer of the samsara vrikshaha. And what is the nature of samsara vrikshaha? Uchedatmakaha. Uchedatmakaha. Uchedaha means destruction. Uchedaha means destruction. Ucheda atmakaha means which is of the nature, which is subject to destruction. Uchedaha means destruction, or which is ucheda atmakaha means which is of the nature of destructible destruction. Which is subject to get destroyed. Uchedatmakaha samsara vrikshaha. Resolvable. Therefore, I am the sustainer of the samsara vrikshaha, which is subject to get resolved, subject to get destroyed, subject to destruction. Samsara uccheda atmakasya uccheda atmakasya samsara vrikshasya aham preriva prerayita. How do I become the prerayita? Preriva, it is said, antaryam yatmana. So I am the antaryami atma. அகம் அந்தர்யாமி ஆத்மா. அந்தர்யாம் யாத்மா. அகம் அந்தர்யாமி ஆத்மா. அந்தர்யாம் யாத்மா, அந்தர்யாம் யாத்மனா, ஐ எம் தி சஸ்டெய்னர். சோ ரிமைனிங் ஆஸ் தி அந்தர்யாமி ஆத்மா, ஆஸ் அன் அந்தர்யாமி ஆத்மா, ஐ எம் தி சஸ்டெய்னர் ஆஃப் தி ட்ரீ ஆஃப் சம்சாரா, விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன், ஆர் விச் இஸ் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு கெட் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன், கெட் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட். It means I am the knowledge, I am the knowledge, I am the order, and I am the very sustainer, I am the one in whom everything resolves. I am the source of resolution, I am the antaryami atma. So as antaryami atma, I am the sustainer, and I am the one in whom everything resolves. Therefore, I am the sustainer of the samsara vriksha, the tree of samsara, which is subject to destruction. Okay, homework. Oh, one more words. Kirtihi. What is kirtihi? He writes khyatihi. Khyatihi. Kirtihi, khyatihi. Mantra word is kirtihi. Shankara Bhagavatpada's meaning is khyatihi. Both words are strilinga shabdas. If anybody wants girls' names, you can keep in mind. Kirtihi, khyatihi. Both are feminine gender words. So side note, okay? Don't take it away, shastra meaning. Khyatihi, kirtihi, fame. Then girehe prishtam. Prishtam literally means back. Girehe prishtam, back of the mountain. Iva, prishtam iva. But here you should take it as peak of the mountain. Iva, like the peak of the mountain. Iva. Uchrita, uchrita. Uchrita means high. மம கியாதிஹி, மம கீர்த்திஹி, கிரேஹே பிருஷ்டம் இவ உச்சரிதா. மம கீர்த்திஹி, கிரேஹே பிருஷ்டம் இவ உச்சரிதா. So my fame is high like the peak of the mountain. My fame is high like the peak of the mountain. மம கீர்த்திஹி க்யாதிஹி கிரேஹே பிருஷ்டம் இவ உச்சரிதா. ஓகே, ஹோம்வொர்க் 254-255 ஹோம்வொர்க்.
சுவாமினி,
யா,
ஆன் பேஜ் 253,
யா,
த ஸ்வாத்தியாயேன வித்யோத்பத்திஹி அவகல்பியதே. இட் சேஸ் அவகல்பத்தே அவகல்பியத்தே. There's a why.
No, அவகல்பத்தே.
There's an error. Is that the why?
Where is why?
It's in the text, written text 253. Just above the next section, it says Swatyayena.
Yeah, Swamiji must have told in a passive voice sometimes in the class. Not wrong.
Okay.
See, the kalp dhatu, clip root.
Yeah.
You know, the clip dhatu, yeah, can be taken in any sense because it's intransitive verb, you see.
Yeah. Okay.
See, avakalpata means it is appropriate also. I can say it is appropriate.
Yeah.
It's not a transitive verb, therefore. No, something to corresponding to.
Yeah.
Appropriate, that's what. So, avakalpate answers. Avakalpyate is answered. Let the different meaning comes. So, vidyotpatihi avakalpate. both the kind, because by Swamiji, when he is talking, he must talk avakalpiti. That gives so same meaning. Like this bhu dhatu, klup dhatu, these verbs sometimes are used in the sense like that. Okay, page number 255, homework 256. He moves on to aham vrikshasya reriva, kirtif prishthangireriva, urdhvapavitro. We move on to urdhvam, urdhvapavitraha. He writes urdhvam. See, urdhvam literally means above, upari. Urdhvam ityukte upari ityartha, above. But here, urdhvam means above. So above, how should you take it here? What is the meaning? So Shankaracharya writes, karanam, cause, that which is above is that which is superior. That which is superior is that which is independent. That which is independent is that which is the cause. Therefore, karanam. You have to see that order. Melana purul. That's urdhvam. If it's cause. Cause of what? Cause of everything. Okay. Not only the cause. Because when you say cause, already it was, meaning was given antaryamyatma. So I am the very essence of everything, remaining as the innermost essence of everything, sustain everything, the entire samsara vriksha, in whom alone everything also resolves. Okay. Now we say, therefore, I am the very cause of everything, as the substance of everything. I am the content of everything. I am the very cause of everything. Urdhum karanam. Next, urdhva pavitro pavitraha. See, yaha, see, pavitram is the actual noun. Okay, correct word is pavitram. But he says aham pavitraha because he uses an adjective. Aham pavitram. Pavitra means what? Pavanam. Pavanam means what? Punatiti pavanam. Punatiti pavanam. That which purifies. Okay. That which is of the nature of purity. So I am of the nature of absolute purity. Why? I am free from all blemishes, all sins, all punya papams, all impurities. Therefore, aham pavitraha, pavanam, pure. Then, jnana prakashyam param brahma. Why pavitram? Why I am pure, free from all limitations? He says, jnana prakashyam. Jnana prakashyam. See, jnanena prakashyate iti jnana prakashyam. See, jnanena prakashyate atmanepadam. Active voice verb. Passive voice verb prakashyate. Prakashyam, that which is illumined. Jnanena prakashyate iti jnana prakashyam. That which is illumined. That which is revealed, brought to light. That which is brought to light by the light of knowledge. Which means reality can be attained only through jnanam. It can be attained as a result of karma. Therefore, jnana prakashyam, reality, I am the pure, limitless reality, Brahman, attainable through knowledge. Jnana prakashyam, param Brahma, absolute reality of limitless nature. Therefore, I am pure. Okay. Yasya sarvatmanaha mama soham. Yasya sarvatmanaha mama. அகம் சர்வாத்மா, சர்வேஷாம் அகம் சர்வாத்மா, ஐ எம் தி இன்னர் மோஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங், ஐ எம் தி இன்னர் மோஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ், ஐ எம் தி இன்னர் மோஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங், இவர் அகம் சர்வாத்மா. ஃபார் சச் எ சர்வாத்மா ஐ, ஃபார் மீ, ஓகே, ஐ எம் தி சர்வாத்மா. Therefore, saha aham urdhva pavitraha, soham urdhva pavitraha. So aham, I am pure, because I am free from all blemishes, therefore I am also sacred. I am sacred, pavanam. Then I am revealed, I am limitless reality, absolute reality, Brahma, attainable through knowledge, revealed by the light of knowledge. So being this, so cause of samsara also, being the cause of samsara, effect can never touch the cause. Therefore, effect being dependent on cause, effect cannot affect the cause. Therefore, I am the pure, sacred source of samsara, untouched, untainted by samsara. Ever, therefore, I am ever pure. Okay. Urdham karanam pavitram pavanam jnana prakasham param brahma yasya sarvatmano mama saha soham urdhva pavitraha saha aham soham urdhva pavitraha such I am the cause, the sacred cause. That's the meaning. Next, page number 257. I'm moving on to page number 257. Vajini Iva. Next word is Vajini Iva. You also learn the style of the commentary, how he writes. Vajini Iva. The next book, I'm thinking of getting you Bhasham with the Tika. So you will learn how to learn Tika also. But that is, we don't have English, right? You have to learn from me only. Vajini, the job is easy because you can, homework is for you. Vajini Iva. Vajini Iva Swamrutam Asmi. There Savarna Dirgha Sandhi Vajini Iva. But Vajini Iva, if you break it, Vajavati Iva. See, Surya Bhagavan is called Vajin. Nominative case Vaji. Saptami Bhakti Vajini. Similarly, Vajavan. Takaranta Pullinga Shabda. Vajavan. Vaji is equal to Vajavan. Vajavat Shabda. Buddhimat Shabda. Like that, Gunavat Bhagavat Vajavat. One who has food is Vajavat. Annavan. Vajavan means Annavan. Okay, Shaktiman, like that. Vajavan. In Takaranta, locative case is what? Vajavati. Vajini, locative case, is equal to Vajavati. Vajavan, Vajavantam, Vajavata, Vajavate, Vajavataha, Vajavataha, Vajavati. Locative case, Vajavati, Iva, like in the sun. Okay. Next, Vajam. He moves on to Vajam is equal to Annam. Tadvati. Annavati. See, Tadvati means what? Annavati. Vajavati. Vajini. Surye. One more meaning. Savitari. How many meanings he gives? Savitru. Rikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Savitru Shabdaha. Savita is nominative case. Savitari in the sun. Savitari, Tadvati, Annavati, Vajam, Annam. So Vajam means Annam. Vajam asyasya asti saha Vajavan. So Vajavati, Savitari. In the sun, there is food in the form of energy in the sun. Therefore, yatha, Savitari, Amrutam. ஆத்மதத்துவம் விசுத்தம் ప్రసిద్ధం శ్రుతి స్మృతి శతేభ్యః ఏవం స్వమృతం శోభనం విశుద్ధమాత్మతత్వమస్మి భవామి. ఓకే, యథా జస్ట్ యాస్ సవితరి ఇన్ ది సన్, ఇన్ ది సూర్య భగవాన్ అమృతం. జస్ట్ యాస్ ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీ ఈస్ ఇన్ సన్, సో ఆల్సో ఆత్మతత్వం ద ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ రియాలిటీ ఆత్మతత్వం విశుద్ధం ప్యూర్ వాట్ ప్రసిద్ధం వెల్ నోన్. హౌ శ్రుతి స్మృతి శతేభ్యః, సి సన్ సూర్య భగవాన్ బీయింగ్ ది సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఎనర్జీ ఈస్ వెల్ నోన్ ఇన్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ టెక్స్ట్స్, హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చురల్ లిటరేచర్. శ్రుతి స్మృతి శతేభ్యః, ఫ్రమ్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రుతి స్మృతి టెక్స్ట్ బుక్స్ we and well known is the fact that Surya Bhagavan is endowed with energy, nectar of food. Similarly, I am also pure knowledge, all pervasive reality, pure knowledge. విశుద్ధం ఆత్మతత్వం అస్మి, ఐ ఆల్సో ఆమ్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అస్మి, ఐఎమ్ ఆల్సో ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. అహం విశుద్ధం ఆత్మతత్వం అస్మి భవామి. Okay, what meaning you didn't understand here? Very simple. Nice. Okay, homework 257. Next 258. See, when you read the English translation like Vakala Mangamma found out, any doubts you have, please always ask. Okay, there are simple thing, very simple, very nice. Dravinam ద్రవిణ గం సవర్చసం, ద గం ఇస్ అ వేదిక్ యూసేజ్. ఓకే, గం ఇస్ అ వేదిక్ యూసేజ్. యు బ్రేక్ ఇట్ యు గెట్ ద ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ద్రవిణం, ద్రవిణం ఓన్లీ. ద్రవిణ గం సవర్చసం, ద్రవిణం మీన్స్ వెల్త్. ఇన్ తమిళ్ ఆల్సో పీపుల్ నో ద్రవ్యం తేడు, ద్రవ్యం ఇస్ ద్రవ్యం, ద్రవ్యం ద్రవిణం మీన్స్ వెల్త్. ఓకే, and here what sort of wealth I am, he says savarchasam. Varchas means effulgence. Savarchasam, no, varchasa sahitam means effulgent. Varchas effulgence, varchasam effulgent. Savarchasam. Shankaracharya's deeptimat. See, deep తిహి అనదర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఫెమినిన్ జెండర్ వర్డ్. కీర్తిహి ఖ్యాతిహి దీప్తిహి, రైట్? కీప్ సంబడి ఆస్ ఫర్ సమ్ నేమ్, కెన్ ఆల్వేస్ టెల్. దీప్తిహి మీన్స్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్, లైట్, లస్టర్, రేడియన్స్, గ్లో, స్ప్లెండర్. దీప్తిహి అనదర్ వర్డ్ ఫర్ ప్రకాశ. ఓకే, దీప్తిమాన్, దీప్తిమాన్ తకారాంత పుల్లింగ శబ్ద దీప్తిమత్, బట్ హియర్ వెల్త్, దేర్ఫోర్ దీప్తిమత్ ధనం, దీప్తిమత్ ద్రవిణం, సవర్చసం ద్రవిణం. తదేవ, వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఎఫల్జెంట్ వెల్త్? దీప్తిమత్ ద్రవిణం కిం, దీప్తిమత్ ధనం కిం, వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఎఫల్జెంట్ వెల్త్? ఆత్మతత్వం. తదేవ ఆత్మతత్వం. There is no effulgent wealth other than Atmatattvam. Okay, all pervasive reality. Atmatattvam. Asmi iti anuvartate. அஸ்மி இது அனுவர்த்ததே. திரவிணகும் சவர்ச்சசம் அஸ்மி இஸ் டு பி சப்ளைட் ஃபார் அவர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். அஸ்மி இது அனுவர்த்ததே, தட் வேர்ப் அஸ்மி இட் ஃபாலோஸ் மீன் இட் இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட். ஐ ஆம் தி எஃபல்ஜென்ட் வெல்த், I am the effulgent wealth, the all pervasive reality, the effulgent wealth. Aham vrikshasya reriva aham mama kirtihi grehe prishtamiva kirti prishtam gireriva aham urdhva pavitraha vajiniva swamrutam asmi திரவிணகம் சவர்ச்சசம். அகம் திரவிணம் சவர்ச்சசம் திரவிணம் அஸ்மி. அகம் சவர்ச்சசம் திரவிணம் அஸ்மி. ஐ எம் எஃபல்ஜென்ட் வெல்த் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி இம்ப்ளைட் பை த டர்ம் ஆத்மா. தென் நெக்ஸ்ட் இஸ் பிரம்ம ஜானம் வா ஆத்ம தத்துவ பிரகாசகத்வாத் சவர்ச்சசம். So he says, you can either take it as I am the all pervasive reality Atma. You can always take it as I am the knowledge of the reality which reveals the reality. Because knowledge reveals. I am the revealing self-knowledge. I am the self. I am the revealing self-knowledge. Take both. I am the self. I am the revealing self-knowledge. Atmatattva prakashakatvat savarchasam. And this I am the self-knowledge which reveals the nature of the reality of the whole. Because self-knowledge is knowledge of the reality of the whole. Therefore, I am the self-knowledge which illumines the reality of the whole. Therefore, it is the great wealth. I am this wealth in the form of self-knowledge. One meaning is, I am the very self, all-pervasive reality, the self. Self-effulgent self, and I am the self-effulgent self-knowledge which reveals the reality of the whole Brahma. Thereby it is the wealth of self-knowledge. Why it is a wealth? Moksha-sukha-hetutvat. Got it? Moksha-sukha-hetutvat. Hetu. See, jnanasya moksha-sukha-hetutvam asti. See, jnanam moksha sukasya hetuhu. Mokshasya sukasya hetuhu. Jnanam. Knowledge is the cause of attainment of moksha sukam, moksha. So, hetutvam asti. This knowledge has the status of being the cause of attainment of moksha. Therefore, I am the wealth in the form of self-knowledge, which reveals the, which illumines the knowledge, reality of the whole Brahma. So I am the self, I am the self-knowledge, the wealth of self-knowledge with which one can buy moksha. Dravinam iva dravinam. Wealth means what? Not exactly wealth. Wealth like wealth. How wealth can help you buy things. Wealth is the cause for enjoyment of any sukham, worldly sukham. Here, jnanam is the wealth which is the cause of the attainment of moksha sukham. Moksha sukha hetutvat dravinam iva dravinam. It's made very clear. Atma. So, aham. That means self-knowledge only. See, first he says, திரவிடம் சவர்ச்சசம் தீப்தி மத்து ததேவ ஆத்ம தத்துவம் அகமஸ்மி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மீனிங், ஐ ஆம் தி வெரி ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் ரியாலிட்டி, எஃபல்ஜென்ட் ரியாலிட்டி, விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். ஐ ஆம் தி செல்ஃப் ரிவீலிங் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். ஐ ஆம் தி ரியாலிட்டி, ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் ரியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் எஃபல்ஜென்ட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் நாலெட்ஜ். First meaning. Second meaning is, I am the self-knowledge which illumines the reality, Brahma, the reality of the whole, and which is the wealth, like a wealth, because with the wealth of self-knowledge, we can attain moksha. Self-knowledge is the cause of attainment of moksha. Therefore, self-knowledge is wealth. Next, asmin pakshe பிராப்தம் மயா அஸ்மின் பக்ஷே மீன்ஸ் இன் திஸ் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட், இன் திஸ் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் பிராப்தம் மயா இத்யத்யாஹார கர்த்தவ்யா. சி, பிராப்தம் மயா ஹாஸ் பீன் அட்டைன்ட் பை மீ, that's a word, the two words praptamaya, self knowledge has been attained by me, which is the means of attainment of moksha. Iti adhyaharah kartavyah, adhyaharah means addition, addition must be done. See, maya praptam is not there. திரவிணகம் சவர்ச்சசம் திரவிணம் மயா பிராப்தம், தி செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் விச் ஒன்லி மீன்ஸ் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா ஹாஸ் பீன் அட்டைன்ட் பை மீ, தட் ஆல்சோ தட் மீனிங் ஆல்சோ கேன் பி டேக்கன். சோ அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி, அகம் ஞானி அஸ்மி. வித் உபாதி ஹி சேஸ் அகம் ஞானி அஸ்மி. Again, there is no jnanam. It's a problem. So here, that is why, as Atma, in the knowledge also I am. I am the self-knowledge. It means there is no knowledge, no knowledge of anything exists outside of me. Okay, page number 260. Lot of homework for you, okay? 259. Then 256.
Swamini, what is adhyaharaha?
Adhyaharaha, addition.
Thank you, Swamini.
See, adhyaharaha means addition, supplying, supplement. Adhyaharaha, supplement. Addition. Means what? It must be supplied. The maya problem should be supplied to get the complete meaning. See, adhihriyate is supplied. Adhyaharaha, supplement. Adhyaharaha kartavyaha. You can easily say adhihartavyaha. That would have been a better word. See, in page number 259, please see the third paragraph. The addition, this addition of some omitted words is called adhyaharaha. Is it clear? This is your homework. I'm doing it for you. This addition of some omitted words is called adhyaharaha. The flow of an already mentioned word is called anuvrittihi. Like in Panini Sutram. I have to show whole Panini now. We take, I don't go like grammar. See, I want to look a wong, I yoch, I have a if you say the final letter, okay, final letter is called what? That's called Yitvarnaha. it means it is lop, itaha lopaha. It is lop. Just it is, it is used like that. I'm not doing the grammar part of it now. I'll do separate in Sanskrit class. But now let us understand this much. I'll teach you this in Paini class, in the Sanskrit class. Don't worry. Now I'm moving on to page number 260. Actually, that grammar aspect is not necessary here. Some Swamiji, sometimes he comes to him. Everything comes, he talks like that. Okay. In page number 260. See, lot of information is there. Please read it. Swamiji's book, must read Swamiji's meanings. 256 also must read. Okay, next. Sumedhaha. I'm moving on to the next word. Sumedhaha. You keep reading along with me as I complete it. Not now, after the class. Sumedhaha. Means Shobhana Medha. Shobhana Medha. Yasya saha sumedhaha. So sarvajna lakshana. Sumedha, so shobhana medha yasya. Sarvajna lakshana yasya. Mama saha aham soham sumedhaha. So I, the self, am the one endowed with sumedhaha. So I am the inspiring knowledge characterized by omniscience. In fact, I am the very source of rejuvenating all knowledge. I am the rejuvenating all knowledge. So I am omniscient. Sarvajna lakshana medha. Shobhana Medha. Yes, yeah. I am the one of the nature of omniscience. I am of the nature of omniscience, all knowing. Okay. Not simply all knowledge. Rejuvenating, inspiring, enlivening, energizing, life-giving source of all knowledge. Because completely even the jadam becomes conscious, because not sentient. That's why you have to say prerana, prerita. Next, samsara stityutpatti upasamhara kaushala yogat sumedhastvam. So sumedhastvam, samsara stityutpatti upasamhara kaushala yogat. Yogat sumedhastvam. I'll read again. Samsara stityutpatyupasamhara kaushala yogat sumedhastvam. Okay. So sumedhastvam. See, sumedhaha yasya. Shobhana medha yasya. Sarvajna lakshana medha yasya. Saha sumedhaha. So if the first person ever, aham sumedhaha. Whether anyaha or aham sumedhaha. Why sumedhastvam? The status of being all-knowing, omniscient, is called sumedhastvam. Sumedhaha, so okay. Sumedhaha yasya. Sumedha, okay. Sumedhastvam means having the status of being the omniscient. It's called sumedhastvam. The sumedhastvam is what? Kaushala Yogat. That sumedhastvam, the status of being the omniscient, is due to the endowment of skill. Yogat means due to the endowment of skill. Okay. Yogat means due to the endowment of skill. Kaushalasya Yogat. I'm translating literally due to the endowment of skill. Skill in what? Samhare utpattau stitau. So due to the endowment of skill in sustaining, creating, okay, resolving. Due to the endowment of skill in sustaining, producing or creating and resolving, and in resolving. Sthitau utpattau samhare kaushalasya yogat mama sumedhastvam. I'll repeat it. Sthitau utpattau samhare kaushalasya yogat mama sumedhastvam. Is a compound. I removed the compound sentence. I made it vitpatti. Okay. So my due to the endowment of skill in creating, sustaining, resolution, resolving what? Of samsara, samsarasya sthitau, samsarasya utpattau, samsarasya samhare, kaushalasya yogat sumedhastvam. So I enjoy the status, I have the status of being the omniscient due to my endowment of skill in creating, sustaining, resolving of the samsara. Sthiti, utpatti, stityutpatti, yansandihi. Utpatti upasamhara, utpatti upasamhara, again yansandihi. I'm going to stop now. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.